When is it time to change? If you've read through all the wonderful benefits that come along with a significant life pivot, you may be antsy to implement a change or two in your life. On the flip side, you may be wondering how you know it's time to make a change. The big question is when. After all, it's not every day that we decide to change around our lives. Sometimes we need a push in the right direction. Chances are, if you're in a rut or you've hit a roadblock, you may have a hard time coming to terms with the fact that a pivot is in order. Maybe you feel like you're dragging your feet, or perhaps you're sad. Maybe you've been stressed out, or you're angry at the way your life is going. In any of these circumstances, you are not yourself, so it may be hard to recognize when it's time for a change. That's okay. We'll help you out. Read below for some telltale signs that it's time to make a change in your life. You're focusing on the little things. If you find yourself wrapped up in the details and stressing out over small things, you may need to shift your mindset. Typically, this is a sign that you're either bored with your life or unhappy about something. Stress manifests in lots of ways, and one of those ways is a focus on small things. The next time you find yourself stressing out about a dinner reservation or worrying about what you're going to wear to a party, stop and check in with yourself. The focus on the little things may actually be a sign that you need to make a change in your life. Jealousy is hitting hard. We're human, so jealousy is inevitable. Especially in a social media-driven world, we're bound to get jealous of other people's lives. But if you're at a point where you feel like you're comparing to every single person around you, it may be an indicator that you're simply unhappy with your life. This is a combination of the grass is always greener and it's time to make a change. And in order to make your grass a little greener than it currently is, you need to change up the way you fertilize it. You're living in the past. There are a few ways you may be living in the past. One, if you're constantly reminiscing on the old times and wishing you were back in that world, you're living in the past. Two, if you look back with regrets, you're living in the past. For example, you might be looking back on a decision that you made that got you to your current life, and you regret it because you're not happy with the way your life is going. In either of these scenarios, living in the past is unhealthy. Today is what's in front of you, and today is all you know for sure. A life pivot may be in order to realize that you keep dwelling on yesterday. Your habits are unhealthy. There are all kinds of unhealthy habits that we tend to adopt when we're not happy with our lives. Here are a few examples. Drinking regularly to forget your stress or life problems. Eating unhealthy food. Avoiding the gym. Isolating yourself away from your friends and family because you don't want to hear about their amazing lives compared to yours. Watching too much TV or escaping reality regularly. Stressing about small things. Once you take a look at this list, think about it in the context of your life. In the back of your mind, you probably know that you've developed an unhealthy habit or two, but admitting that means admitting that you need to do something differently, which is a daunting thought. On the flip side, if you don't pivot away from some of these bad behaviors, they will progress. Soon enough, you'll be dealing with much bigger problems. When you start to experience a combination of these things, it's time to figure out what needs to change. You experience Sunday scaries. First of all, if you're familiar with the term Sunday scaries, you may have experienced them once or twice. That's okay, but if you're getting nervous every Sunday about the week ahead of you, it's time you figure that out. Not every week is going to be perfect, but the majority of your weeks should be good ones. If they're not, why wouldn't you want to change them so that they get better? You're tired all the time. We're not supposed to be exhausted daily. Energy is something we naturally produce, and if we're not producing it, there may be a deeper-rooted problem, specifically one pertaining to your emotions and overall happiness. Pay attention to your yawns. They may be letting you know you need to pivot your life for the better. Your life feels like a movie, a boring one. There's a massive difference between a movie-like life and a dull movie script that your life follows a little too closely. If you feel like you're just following a script, reading off the lines lifelessly and lacking plot twists, take some time to rethink how you're doing things. Do you really want your life to play out this way? Or do you want to start writing your own script? There's nothing like a good, healthy change of pace that'll flip the script and keep you on your toes. You're on autopilot mode. Sometimes you're so used to a routine that you go through the motions without realizing it. Driving to the grocery store is a perfect example. You go the same route day in and day out, and when you get in the car and start driving, you don't take much time to notice the journey. You just get to the destination and call it a day. That's autopilot mode, and for a grocery trip, it's okay. But for your life? Absolutely not. You should not be living your life on autopilot mode. As soon as you feel like you might be guilty of this, you need to put it to an end. In this case, your change can be small, something as simple as noticing flowers when you walk by them, or listening to the bustling city as you walk around it. Do whatever it takes to pay attention to the life around you, and you'll notice an immediate and huge difference. You're not happy. This may seem simple, but you'd be surprised at how many people go through their lives feeling unhappy, but doing nothing about it. If you're generally a miserable person, alarm bells should be sounding off in your head. You may not be able to pinpoint the source of your unhappiness, but logic tells you that whatever you're doing needs to change. You're indifferent. Indifference can be worse than unhappiness. If you've ever heard the quote, "Hate is not the opposite of love, indifference is," you would understand why. See, if you're indifferent, you've already passed the stage of wanting to make a change. Indifference signals a phase of being okay with whatever's handed your way, even if it's undesirable. Talk to any motivational speaker or success hero, and you'll quickly realize that this attitude will get you nowhere. Sure, it may keep you on the same trajectory you're on, but it won't push you towards success or great happiness. The good news is you don't have to be indifferent. Indifference isn't permanent. It'll take some work and a whole lot of embracing change, but once you're able to, you'll make a huge difference in your life. So what will it be? Will you stay on the same path and always wonder if your life could be different? Or will you take the risk and make the change? It may seem like a big deal right now. It may even look like a big deal 6 months from now. But in reality, life moves regardless of your movement. It will continue to go, and if you don't take the time to keep up with it and change along with it, you'll miss out in big ways. That's why we're urging a pivot. That's why we're telling you that you're more than capable of changing your life. And that's why we're helping you along on your journey. You now know that you need to make a change, whatever that change may be. The last step is the fun part, deciding how you will make the change.